Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Wonder Woman 1984 takes place, as the title proclaims, in 1984. Wonder Woman 1984, or WW84 as it's dubbed, is about a power-hungry CEO and TV personality, Maxwell Max Lord Lorenzano, played by Pedro Pascal, whose business is going bankrupt. He gains superpowers from a dreamstone, an ancient quartz crystal that he steals from the office of the Smithsonian Institute Washington, D.C. archaeologist Barbara Ann Minerva, played by Kristen Wiig. Diana Prince, a.k.a. Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot, reteaming with her old flame Steve Trevor, played by Chris Pine, uncovers Max Lord's plan. It's up to them to prevent him from seizing power over the world. The movie opens with a prologue depicting the young Diana, played by Lily Aspel, reprising her role from Wonder Woman 2017, competing in an athletic competition on a mythical island. WW84 is a sequel to Wonder Woman and the ninth installment in the cinematic DC Extended Universe. Gal Gadot is back, as is Patty Jenkins, who directed Monster. And Patty Jenkins is directing from a screenplay she co-wrote with Jeff Johns, who wrote the screenplay for Aquaman, and Dave Callahan, who wrote the screenplay for Zombieland Double Tap and The Expendables. It's based on a story by Johns and Jenkins and DC Comics characters created by William Moulton Marston. The screenplay for WW84 has a very convoluted through line with little in the way of the snappy dialogue that we've come to expect in superhero films, and not enough quiet moments and dialogue between Gal Gadot and Chris Pine to create an emotional resonance of the characters with the moviegoer. The action scenes are just so-so and often blurry, surprising since it was seen in the IMAX format. If you are a fan of DC Comics, Wonder Woman, and especially Gal Gadot and Chris Pine, then Wonder Woman 1984 is worth seeing. If not, then not. Wonder Woman 1984 is a movie that doesn't live up to expectations. The original Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot, as well as the TV series, Linda Carter, was so much fun. WW84, not so much. A third movie installment of Wonder Woman, with Gal Gadot reprising her role and with Patty Jenkins returning as director, has been announced. I look forward to it. Wonder Woman 1984 is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of action and violence. Opening January 15, Don't Tell a Soul. Alex McCauley directs Fionn Whitehead, Jack Dylan Grazer, Mina Suvari, and Rainn Wilson in the drama thriller. Two teenage brothers steal money to help their mother, who is ill. They encounter a security guard trapped at the bottom of a well. The Marksman. Robert Lorenz directs Catherine Winnick, Liam Neeson, Teresa Ruiz, and Juan Pablo Raba in the action thriller. An Arizona rancher defends a Mexican boy fleeing drug cartel assassins. Some Kind of Heaven. Lance Oppenheim directs the documentary that profiles four residents of The Villages, Florida, said to be the United States' biggest retirement community. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.